This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the second hour of the live, nationally syndicated radio talk program that's also being streamed over the internet and a couple of satellite stations. It is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Matt,
and Tyler.
The telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to get on air, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to join us. Now, we've been talking about, and I kind of want to just sort of finish off, we've been talking about an update on Ian Freeman. If you don't know who Ian Freeman is, if you're just tuning in, he's the founder of this particular program, Free Talk Live. It's been on air for a couple of decades. And he has been kidnapped by terrorists calling themselves the government for something to do with Bitcoin. And it appears that they're accusing him of something called money transmission without a license, something else and something else. You can look up the indictment if you just search for Ian Freeman indictment. In Bitcoin, it'll pop up for you. You can read the whole thing online. You know, this is going to be an interesting case because I feel personally that New Hampshire has a definition of Bitcoin, and New Hampshire says that it's code, because it is, it's computer code, and thus it is free speech.
Right.
So, but the government has a couple different definitions. One of them is that it's a commodity.
Mm. Okay.
But neither of which are really defined as currency or money. So was he transmitting a commodity? Was he transmitting free speech? You know, these two definitions and these two government entities, I think, are going to come to a head. Just my personal opinion. I'm not an attorney. I have no idea how this case is actually going to go. But he did have his third bail hearing today, and it seems like his release is forthcoming. It's not going to be today, obviously. I'd be surprised if it's tomorrow. I think Monday at the earliest because, well, that's how bureaucracy works. They're slow, lethargic, and they don't do anything really very quickly.
Or on the weekends.
So just some notes from the hearing. The state reiterated that they don't know how much money Ian has. Well, they do know how much money he has. What they don't know is how much computer code he has.
Right.
The judge did address Ian directly, told him that he's being accused of a white-collar crime. He wants to make sure that he will not continue conduct related to the case. So, in other words, he can't do any cryptocurrency transactions. There's some talk of limiting or completely not allowing him to be on the Internet. So, you know, these are things that were in the suggestions from the prosecution. We don't know what the final document will look like until, of course, it's signed and released and Ian gets out, then we'll know what the actual conditions are. But he did warn him, don't test the government's boundaries. Don't poke at the bear. You know, try and be a good kid because you'll be on a short leash, so to speak. So the judge said he will issue the order either today or tomorrow. You know, whenever he feels like it, I guess, you know. And of course the big whopper is that Ian's roommate must remove all firearms. And we talked a bit about that, so I don't know if you guys had anything else to say about the hearing today.
Not really.
Yeah, I think that covers it.
We'll keep you updated on the situation, of course.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we're here on Free Talk Live. So we know that these events happen, the Crypto 6 events, and you can find out more at thecrypto6.com, of course.
You know, my favorite part about cryptocurrency is, you mentioned the bear, don't poke the bear. My favorite part about cryptocurrency is the bear has cancer and it's terminal and it doesn't have long to live. Now the question is, how many people is the bear going to bite on the way out?
Well, and I like that because that's a great segue into this next topic. This is from Rutherford.org. If you're not familiar with the Rutherford Institute, it says, our job to make government play by the rules of the Constitution. They are a organization that supports people who are being railroaded by government, basically. They provide assistance, legal assistance, and that type of thing.
They've done some great things over the years.
They've done some really good things. So this is written by John Whitehead and Nisha Whitehead. And this says, there is now the capacity to make tyranny total in America. It never fails. Just as we get a glimmer of hope that maybe, just maybe, there might be a chance of crawling out of this totalitarian cesspool in which we've been mired, we get kicked down again. In the same week that the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously declared that police cannot carry out warrantless home invasions in order to seize guns under the pretext of their community caretaking duties, the Biden administration announced its plans for, a drumroll please,
pre-crime
crime prevention agency. That's right, pre-crime.
The Minority Report is here.
Yes, and just because they have a link, it takes you over to the Homeland Security page where it says DHS creates new center for prevention programs and partnerships and additional efforts to comprehensively combat domestic violent extremism.
Ridiculous.
That doesn't even make like an acronym, right? Usually the government is at least creative enough.
They love their acronyms.
You know,
they do.
But, yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like the Department of Redundancy Department, and you can say that again.
This is just another, like, department or agency or whatever where it's like someone had to come up with a good idea and create another department because expansion is all the government ever seems to want to do.
Yeah.
No one ever gets any, like, praise for removing anything.
No, not
it's
at all.
Only for adding.
Growth for the sake of growth
yep.
is also
yep.
the philosophy of cancer.
Yeah.
It sure
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
And that is probably the most accurate description of the organizations known as governments of all time. I mean,
yeah.
Open up a freaking history book. You'll notice that governments rarely, if ever, shrink.
Yeah.
How about, can any of you guys name the last time a law was repealed?
No.
Can you name any time a law was repealed
federally? Only when they only when it was getting in the way of a worse law that they were going to institute.
I can't name one.
No. Actually, I mean
they don't really repeal them. They just write over.
In the 1800s, the income tax was repealed, but they brought it back because they always will. Once you try it out, I mean, it's always on the table after that. So yeah, not really.
So pre-crime, straight out of the realm of dystopian science fiction movies such as The Minority Report, aims to prevent crimes before they happen by combining widespread surveillance, behavior prediction technologies, data mining, precognitive technology, and neighborhood and family snitch programs to enable police to capture would-be criminals before they can do any damage.
The United States of East Berlin. That's what this
yes.
is. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. This is such a, this is screams of thought crime.
Oh.
Is what it is.
Yes.
And social media is making that easier than ever. It's like, nowadays, if you do not have the narrative of big tech and the government, like, in your everyday speech, what it means is that you're an enemy of the state. You don't even have to have dangerous thoughts.
The people.
Yeah.
We don't say the state in America. We say enemy of the people.
Enemy of the people. Well, you know, in this instance, it's like the interests of those who are in control of us are at threat if you say anything that goes against their narrative.
That reminds me of something. So we were talking about Ian in his hearing earlier. There was one thing that I wanted to say. I want to make sure I get this out because not a lot of people on planet Earth realize this. When you go to a trial, particularly at the federal level, you have the judge You have the prosecution, which is the state's lawyers. But then you also have the agency or agencies, the officers who did the arresting. All three of these parties get their paycheck from the same frickin' place.
Right.
Now, that is a conflict of interest in anybody's book. It meets the definition, and yet the circus goes on. We'll talk more about the new United States Department of Homeland Security pre-crime division being instituted by Mr.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
the Junkies. Wait, no, we're not that. Wrong radio show.
We're underqualified to be probation officers then?
Got to be on something.
Man, has anybody seen my Prozac?
Is that right? I think it's Xanax.
Prozac doesn't do that to you. I've been on Prozac, but it does make you foggy. But it doesn't make you, like, lethargic.
Right.
That's something heavy.
That lady was dozing and eyes rolling back in her ass.
I knew a girl once who was on something, I don't know, for her depression or something, and then she would drink on it and just get all...
Oh, man.
Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. Did I already say that? Have we?
Yes, I think so.
Well, did we go?
No, you're on the right track.
Okay. What it is? It is Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Oh, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Matt,
and Opa Gruppenführer Tyler.
I'm so jealous.
Can you just do like Schultz from Hogan's Heroes?
No, I'm not old enough to know Hogan's Heroes. Familiar, but I
see nothing. I don't do the accent very well. That's okay. All right. At any rate, we've been talking about this article from Rutherford.org, where apparently Mr. Biden is starting something called a pre-crime department. It's got a much longer name than that, but essentially that's what it is. The headline reads, "We'll all be targeted under the government's new pre-crime program." And we've just sort of begun to talk about that, but we are a live call-in program, so let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
There we go. I feel better now.
Yes.
Thanks, Schultz.
Hogan, you must put those things away. We will be seen.
My favorite episode was when Colonel Hogan would sneak out the underground tunnels that they had dug and then put on a German uniform and go into, like, the club for the German officers and impersonate a and get all the ladies. Right? He'd be sitting there, like, two hot, you know, German-looking ladies or whatever, and none of them would recognize him for some reason.
You know, that was Bob Crane, and he died under very mysterious circumstances.
Well, and he was a party animal, too. He was doing.
He was every bit as much a dog as the Rat Pack.
Indeed. What were you calling about tonight, Major?
Well, you're talking about your comrade in arms. They're getting hemmed up by the interstate commerce law, and I got hemmed up by the same. And that's hell about a quarter of my story. Why I'm called Major Payne.
Was it Bitcoin related?
No, it ain't Bitcoin related. It's law related. It's W related. It's in those states. You know how they ride you. All right. So, in 2000, I got hemmed up for a misdemeanor, which I spent 90 days in jail for, but it held paper time on it because it was an ugly misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. CSC, criminal sexual conduct. I snapped a teenager's waistband and under the assault of my attorney, public pretenders, I think I should call them.
Yeah.
My advice was to plead guilty and say that I had done this to see her privates.
That would save me
from doing 4 years in jail to doing 90 days in jail. But then I had a 10-year paper trail. Well, then after 10 years, they produced another 15-year paper trail on this. And this was during the Obama years when you couldn't buy a job.
So you've
I went
been,
out west to the oil fields.
So you've
I'm a
been
carpenter.
Being, you've
I was going to build houses, okay?
Yep. So, Major, and, you've been being tracked by the government for 20 years, 25 years?
21 now.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is over a misdemeanor. I got four more to go. But anyway, let me get back to the core of the story.
All right,
here.
Go on.
So I get out to North Dakota. And I blind a job, and I'm doing all right. You know, I'm living in a camper, and it's rough and whatnot, but I'm a hard ass. I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I rock my thing through, and I start smelling ugly. So I go to Montana, where my ex-wife had told me that there was no mandatory registration for misdemeanor CSCs.
Okay.
Well, it turns out that was only if they was Montana. misdemeanors.
Oh, if you
care. I
got
airplanes circling me. I mean, I was paranoid for 6 months. I finally got hemmed up. At the last day I was working at the sugar plant, these guys turned me in. And I ended up doing 8 months in the federal pen, and then I violated for drinking a damn beer. This is how hard these guys are. I ended up doing another 4. I lost everything. I went out there out west with 2 trucks loaded for bear. I could build a house. I could build any damn thing. I lost everything, including like $7,000 in gold, 7 guns, and my right to bear arms. And this is just bull pucky.
Do you feel like you were set up to fail?
Most certainly. That's the government game. They give you enough rope to hang your damn self.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry to hear that all happened to
Major
you, dude.
Major pain. Major freaking pain, dude.
We appreciate the call, Major. Keep us updated as things go.
Once you screw up with the government, it's all downhill from there because they are just looking for any little excuse to come down on you harder and harder, and no one ever comes back from that, it seems like.
Yeah.
Unless you just completely change everything about your personality and your life, they're just going to find ways to screw you even more.
Well, and now it seems, particularly with this announcement about this pre-crime division,
yeah,
that they're going to be looking at innocent people.
Yep.
Who haven't violated any laws in order to try and prevent things from happening in the first place. Now,
have you ever met anyone that was scared of people finding out what was in their search history online? Have you ever talked to anyone who's been like, oh, man, if people, you know, like you hear the joke, the meme all the time. It's like, delete my browser history when
right,
I die.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is that's becoming real to the point where now people are going to be afraid of what they look at online because they're going to go, is this going to come back to bite me if the government ever wants to come after me?
Yeah.
That's where we're at in American history.
Yeah, no, it's true. And they've been collecting all of this data on otherwise innocent people for... what, a decade now?
Yeah.
More? Right? Since the
Probably since the Patriot Act.
They started building these server farms where they're housing all these data centers.
Right.
But there's a different name. I'm forgetting these.
I can't remember.
Fusion Center.
Yeah.
That's the name of them. Yeah. Where they're collecting all this data. And then they're just waiting for an opportune moment to use some piece of data they've collected on you 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yep.
And bring it to relevance. Well, see, 10 years ago, he said this.
Yeah. And if you've got a dark sense of humor, like military guys.
Oh my God.
Have a super dark sense of humor.
Yeah.
Just the fact that I call myself Obergruppenführer as a joke, they're going to go, oh, that guy's clearly a Nazi.
Clearly
must
yeah,
be.
Yes.
And it's just stuff like that that'll get taken out of context if it benefits, you know, whoever it needs to benefit.
Yeah, we'll talk more about this pre-crime division and take more of your calls here at Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join in the conversation. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is celebrating the ceasefire between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas.
We've held intensive high-level discussions, hour by hour, literally. Egypt, the Palestinian Authority, and other Middle Eastern countries with an aim of avoiding the sort of prolonged conflict we've seen in previous years when the hostilities have broken out.
Biden saying he spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and commended him for bringing the conflict to a close after 11 days. The U.S. Treasury estimates there was a roughly $600 billion tax gap between what Americans owed and what Americans paid in 2019. The department also telling the Biden administration the gap could reach over $7 trillion over the next decade. The IRS commissioner also saying those numbers could be low. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is signing a bill to combat hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders.
I believe with every fiber of my being that there are simple core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans. One of them is standing together against hate, against racism, the ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation.
Goodbye, Internet Explorer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Microsoft announced it plans to largely retire its Internet Explorer browser. The software giant on Wednesday said its Internet Explorer 11 desktop application, the current version, will no longer be supported starting June 15th of next year for certain versions of the company's Windows software. Microsoft browser push now is centered on Edge, and if you've ever tried to remove Edge from a Windows operating system, you will understand it's nearly impossible.
USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Matt
and Tyler.
We've talked a little bit about Bitcoin and some things surrounding it. We've talked a bit about Ian Freeman, who is one of what we refer to as the Crypto Six. These are six people who were arrested on March 16th of 2021 by terrorists calling themselves government agencies who conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio. That's right, the studio we're broadcasting from right now. They bashed in doors, they broke door frames, they bashed in windows. They had 2 tanks, Bearcat tanks, here, along with, I think we counted, 6 different government agencies. They raided here, they raided the Bitcoin Embassy, they raided homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto Six were then arrested and, of course, taken into custody, or held hostage is a more accurate description. 4 of them were released on bail. Ian Freeman and the person named Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, both remain in custody. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal firepower and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom. Visit thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com.
Their freedom is your freedom.
100%.
This will matter to you in the future.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame that this story isn't bigger than it is, because it does matter.
I keep saying that this is one of the most underreported stories in all of cryptocurrency.
Absolutely.
If not even, like, just crime in general.
Oh, yeah.
For the implications that it's going to have on cryptocurrency, what is and isn't recognized by the government. Mm-hmm. You know, what does government recognize cryptocurrency as? The government, of course, hates cryptocurrency because it has the potential to do what Craigslist did to the newspaper industry.
Yes.
Which is potentially eliminate it altogether.
Make them totally obsolete.
If not, at least shrink it to the smallest possible size that it could be.
Well, yeah. I'm certain this is why the government is becoming more totalitarian, is they know that the dollar is not in a good position.
Oh, yeah.
Like $27 trillion and counting of debt, you know, and we've got these wars that we can't maintain. We've got China, who's experimenting with their own digital currency. We're behind them. Mm-hmm. Like, America is no longer at the forefront. Mm-hmm. And so they're getting desperate.
Yeah. And, you know, something I wanted to add is, you're talking about it being underreported. For our listening audience, if you go to forums.shiresociety.com, there is a, actually, Ridley, Bitcoin Gandhi, actually put up a list of cryptocurrency-related websites of various kinds and news reporting places where you can write to them. At the email addresses that he has listed, and tell them to look out for the Crypto Six. Do stories on the Crypto Six. Let's get the word out there in the crypto sphere.
Nice. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone. It's been a while. This is your friendly left libertarian calling from New York City.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
Left libertarian? Mm. No, I don't know. No? I like when people differentiate, like, between left and right libertarian.
Like jumbo shrimp?
Jumbo shrimp? No.
Military intelligence?
No, not at all. Okay. Actually, the original libertarians in the 19th century were mostly on the left.
No, they were.
Okay, but isn't that more classical liberal than it is left? As we know it today.
No, he's talking about the Molotov throwing anarchists. They were very left.
We had to co-opt the term because liberal was co-opted by the left.
Right. Okay. Well, what's on your mind tonight, Greg?
Yeah, so I wanted to bring my perspective about Elon Musk and the whole Twitter thing and the whole thing about cryptocurrencies going down because China's cracking down on it, but mostly about Elon Musk.
Okay.
So if you think about it, it's very common in capitalism to have power concentrated in one person or a few people. Twitter is privately owned. It's a privately owned platform. And the first celebrity that got a million followers, I remember, was Ashton Kutcher. And, you know, having a lot of followers is a big form of capital. You can turn it into a lot of other capital. You can, for example, chill different products. Or you can, endorse. You could also do what Elon Musk does, which is if you have all these followers and you tweet at 2 a.m., the followers would go to the markets and they'll buy up or sell whatever you're based on what you're saying.
Yeah, in the radio business, they used to call it a something bomb. I don't remember what it is, but like a popular radio host would get all of his listeners to go to a certain website or to donate to a certain cause, and they called it a radio bomb or something. They had some term for it.
Exactly. So basically, by the way, you're asking, like, what's a left libertarian? One big thing, like, that I do is I don't just criticize the government. I also criticize large corporations and other concentrations of power. So, you know, people decide on Twitter who to deplatform, who to not deplatform. They can do that because they built it. They own it. That's the cornerstone of capitalism. So I can look at capitalism and say that sometimes it leads to very centralized systems. And, you know, I like to decentralize things. I'd love to see an open source alternative, just like you guys are using Matrix.
Yep.
And you're using using, you know, Mastodon. Mm-hmm. You're not using Discord or whatever because maybe they'll deplatform you. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for completely free, permissionless innovation like the web, Wikipedia, you know,
cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency. Exactly. So I'm just saying that, you know, it seems to be that on Twitter, if Donald Trump isn't going to be the king, then you need a new king, and that's Elon Musk for the time being. But it's all because everything is so centralized and because Twitter has a profit motive that they need. They love to have these kinds of things because that's what brings them revenue. So, yeah, I mean, capitalism can also lead to centralized systems like Twitter, Facebook, the big tech. It's not an accident. It's not necessarily the government that created that.
Well, right. And like, I agree with you to an extent in that, you know, as human beings have evolved, it was necessary for things to be sort of centralized, monolithic, if you will, with the organization of society in order to, you know, I don't know, build cities and, you know, aqueducts and, you know, plumbing as we know it, right? That type of thing. It was necessary for things to be centralized. But we're moving now into a time where technology has evolved to a point where things can be decentralized. So I'm looking forward to more of that.
Sure. And as far as messaging and social media goes, there's also cryptocurrencies that work in as messaging apps and things like that. There's one called, we know a guy who's developing one called Hush. Hush is a crypto that's really designed not so much to be a currency, but to be a private messaging app.
Well, Greg brings up a really good point with capitalism leading to monopolies, which we all understand does happen. And capitalism itself is a decentralized system, you know, when you just talk about capitalism purely, mm-hmm. right? And the
very
thing
organic.
Is, right. And the thing is, like with cryptocurrency or with any other decentralized system, the problem is that you can have clandestine entities that attempt to centralize it, which we're starting to see right now with cryptocurrency dipping lately, as we've seen. What's happening is you can see that there's this thing called the Wyckoff distribution, and cryptocurrency is following that pattern, which implies that institutions are like larger institution whales are dictating the price of crypto right now.
Hey, so thanks for the call tonight, Greg.
Yeah, so basically what's happening is crypto is being centralized. It's just not being centralized overtly. And we need to be aware of that.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for listening and tuning in to Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program where you can talk about anything. We're talking about stuff, but if you don't like our subject, call in. Change the subject. Talk about what you want to talk about. That's what we do here. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Matt, and Obergruppenführer, Tyler. You like that?
I'm just going to start calling myself John Jacob Engel Irish.
Hey, his name's my name, too.
So I'm still not original.
We've been talking about, well, many things, including this article from the Rutherford Institute about the new pre-crime program, which I really want to get back into. But, Tyler, you said you had some additional thoughts left over from the previous call that we took.
Yeah. Well, I really liked Greg's call because, you know, he did make a distinction between left and right libertarians, and you were saying it's an oxymoron. I don't think it is. I think there's a distinction.
I would say the same about right libertarians as well. I'd say that's also an oxymoron.
Right. But one thing he brought up is that lefties like decentralization. And I think that right-wing libertarians do too. The difference is that right-wing libertarians are realists about decentralization, and that's kind of what I want to get into, is when you do decentralize something, there is an automatic, almost natural tendency for it to re-centralize. And that's what's happening in the crypto system right now, and a lot of people aren't aware of it. You know, I mentioned the Wyckoff distribution before we went on break, and that was an old-school stock market tactic to get, you know, low-level stockholders to panic sell their stocks so that way the institutions could rebuy them and then earn another profit on top of when they sold initially.
Right, and there's enough institutions now that are into Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to make that a reality.
Right, it's a catch-22. You know, we crypto holders wanted the institutions to adopt crypto because that's how it gains value, is widespread usage. When you can go to Overstock.com or eBay or Amazon to use your crypto, that creates inherent value, and we want that to happen. The problem is when that does happen, they end up becoming the whales within the community or the institutions, where they start to gobble up larger and larger shares. And then they can sprinkle those shares back over, you know, once we've all given it to them, they can sprinkle it out at the rates that they want to, you know. And so that's something that, like, right now everyone's looking at the price of crypto going down and thinking, oh no, I should have sold 2 weeks ago. No, hold on to your crypto.
Right.
The fact that this is happening means that crypto is not going anywhere anytime soon. Hold on for dear life, because it's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's going to dip.
I want to ask you a little bit more about this left libertarianism versus right libertarianism, because to me those are both oxymorons, because there's just libertarianism, or I mean, and perhaps I'm conflating the terminology here. I'm not talking about capital L liberty as in party libertarianism. I'm talking about lowercase l as in, like, philosophy, anarchist philosophy, voluntarist philosophy, right? To me, if you are about the philosophies of freedom, you can't help but be, you know, of the mind of, like, freedom. And I feel like that neither leans left nor right.
Mm-hmm. Right, I get what you're saying. I think what it is...
How do I know if somebody's a left libertarian or a right libertarian versus just a libertarian who's all about freedom?
Right, and well, and there are centrist libertarians, but what I think it means, it's not that our values are different, and that was kind of my point with Greg. As someone who identifies as a right libertarian, I still think that private entities can have too much control. Like, I consider myself right libertarian, but I still don't like the banks. I still don't like corporations. And what I mean is that the difference between a right and a left libertarian has more to do with which values are more important to you, not so much that we have different values. So all libertarians...
Oh, the ranking of...
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
I see.
All libertarians believe in freedom, but, like, a left libertarian might say, you're free to do whatever you want, and you have, and there's, you know, and like no one should be able to judge you for it. Whereas a right libertarian might say, yes, you're free to do whatever you want, but people will judge you for it, and you should consider those factors when you act in society.
And if I believe both of those things.
Well, and see, and that's what probably makes you a centrist, is that you have a balance where you say, yes, you can do whatever you want. So as a right libertarian, I believe in, like, social sanctioning, which is the idea that, like, we don't need government to tell us how to behave in society,
sure,
but we should tell each other how to behave in society.
Yes, absolutely.
And we should shame people that do things that are not good for the social fabric.
Yeah.
Whereas, and I'm not saying all left libertarians, but some left libertarians would say, you shouldn't shame people for their choices, and people should be able to choose whatever they want without having fear of social repercussions.
Okay, but that's like, if you don't want to shame somebody, don't.
No, and you should.
And if you do, then go ahead.
Right.
Like, I don't. I mean, it should all be individual choice, so I guess I don't understand.
Yes, but there is a certain emphasis on the collective at play. Like, we are all individuals, and we all will make our own individual choices.
Yeah.
But some people will say, don't shame other people for their choices, don't put pressure on them for making those choices, and other people will say, no, you should. That's what creates the collective social fabric.
Okay. All right. I mean, I recognize that human beings are social creatures, and as such, we need to regularly interact with other carbon-based life forms.
Well, imagine, America's doing it right now. This whole multiculturalism thing is very new to American society, and it's tearing us apart. This idea that it's like, oh, you can have, you know, all these different religions and all these different, like, cultures and ideologies, and they're all just going to mesh really well. No, there is friction. You know, Christians and Muslims agree on some things, but they disagree highly on others. And they're going to clash. And so, you know, societies, this is statistically provable, but societies that have homogenous values are more peaceful, you know? And so the idea is that, like, right-wing libertarians would say, if we all are on the same page, we're going to get along. And left-wing libertarians say, no, freedom's more important than a collective identity. Let's all just do whatever we want and, like, let the chaos fly, which is why I think originally libertarians were leftists, because they were like the Molotov throwing, the Molotov cocktail throwing, a regional OG anarchist, and they were like, who cares? Chaos reigns. Well, the right wing libertarians, they don't want chaos. What they want is a society that's peaceful but without government intrusion.
Order ab KO.
Yeah, there you go. Like we can teach each other, and we can govern ourselves. We don't need no governance. We just need voluntary governance.
Self-governance.
Self-governance.
Yeah, yeah. There's a difference between government and governance.
Yes.
Like, people need governance, but there are ways to do that that don't involve an organization known as government.
Right.
Which is, the claim of monopoly on force of a geographic area. Right? So, and you should be able to opt in or opt out of whatever governance things that you deem are correct for you or your family and that type of a thing.
In the early days of extremely small government, a lot of people, I'm going to bring out the conspiracy theorists now, but the Freemasons were rampant. Everybody and their father and their brothers were all Freemasons.
Now, with Freemasons, does that mean that I get my brickwork done for no cost?
No, absolutely not.
Freemasons? It's
a secret society. But their symbols are the square and compass. So the compass signifies circumscribing your passions, which means tone it down, and being on the square means be square with people.
Right.
Literally be square with people.
Yeah.
And that was those were the founding principles of early America. It was very, very Masonic and enlightened. It was the Enlightenment period.
Right.
And so if people would just relax, be passionate, but let's draw a circle around ourselves and not attack other people with our passions, just we can have a brotherhood here. We can have a peaceful, happy,
Yeah, your passions don't have to go so far that you're authoritarian. But there does still need to be...
It happens all the time.
There does still need to be confines in which what is acceptable. I mean, a good example of what I'm talking about is, like, say you live in a tribe, you live in a village, and there's one person who, does heroin, it doesn't work, and they just kind of, they walk around naked, and, they just don't care about any rules at all, period. A left libertarian might look at that and say, well, they're exercising their freedom, and good for them. And a right libertarian might say, we should try and convince them that what their actions are wrong, and that we need to bring them into the social fold and create some amount of conformity. But we need to do that in a way that doesn't, impose laws or rules on them. And I think that's a distinct difference between the two schisms, and why I think left and right libertarianism is a thing.
So I'm on both sides of the fence there.
Yeah.
Right. Like I can identify with each of the examples you've given of either left or either right, and even had circumstances in which I had to exercise them, right, in the course of my life, just try to be tolerant of other people and their decisions and things like that. So that's very interesting. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Hour number three. Three is on the way, and we'll get to more of your calls.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.